Good afternoon. This is Akashvani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the Midday News. The headlines. Fate of several candidates in Bihar Assembly elections to be decided tomorrow. Counting of votes to begin at 8 a.m. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says credit guarantee scheme will boost global competitiveness, ensure smooth business operations and help India become a self-reliant nation. U.S. President Donald Trump signs bill to end longest shutdown in country's history. Bangladesh on high alert as political tensions escalate with announcement of verdict date in the ousted Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina's case. India clinches 2 gold and 1 silver medals in 24th Asian Archery Championship 2025 in Dhaka today. And in men's cricket, first ODI of 3 match series between India A and South Africa A underway in Rajkot, Gujarat. And now the news in detail. Counting of votes for the assembly elections in Bihar will begin at 8 a.m. tomorrow. The votes will be counted at 46 counting centres across the 38 districts of Bihar. The polling for assembly elections for 243 constituencies was held in 2 phases. The electronic voting machines, or EVMs, in which the electoral fortune of all 2,616 candidates have been sealed, are kept under tight security in strong rooms. Talking to Akashvani News, Chief Electoral Officer of Bihar, Vinod Singh Gunjial, said that the EVMs and VVPATs used in the polling have been sealed inside strong rooms under a 3-layer security system. He said elaborate security arrangements are in place at all the counting centres. Mr. Gunjial said to ensure proper security, Central Armed Police Forces and State Police have been deployed. Besides, CCTV surveillance and other security provisions have also been put in place. Mr. Gunjial also informed that the observers deployed for the election in the assembly constituencies will also be present at the counting centres to monitor the counting process.
The votes will be counted at 46 counting centres across the 38 districts of Bihar, where the polling for 243 assembly constituencies were held. EVMs and VVPATs have been sealed inside under a 3-layer security system. The counting will begin at 8 a.m. tomorrow.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the credit guarantee scheme for exporters, approved by the Union Cabinet yesterday, will boost global competitiveness, ensure smooth business operations, and will help India become a self-reliant nation. In a series of social media posts, Mr. Modi lauded the decisions taken by the Union Cabinet. He added that the Export Promotion Mission will improve export competitiveness, help MSMEs, first-time exporters, and sectors that are labor-intensive. Mr. Modi mentioned that Export Promotion Mission brings together key stakeholders to build a mechanism that is outcome-based and effective. The Prime Minister further asserted that the Union Cabinet's decision of rationalization of royalty rates for critical minerals will boost sustainability and self-reliance. He highlighted that this move will strengthen supply chains and create new job opportunities. President Draupadi Murmu today witnessed a symbolic handover of cheetahs by Botswana for translocation to India under Project Cheetah. Botswana President Duma Boko was also present at this event at a nature reserve near Gaborone. The captured cheetahs, originally from Ghanzi, were released into a quarantine facility by experts from India and Botswana at the Mokolodai Nature Reserve. This marks a symbolic donation of cheetahs to India by Botswana. The cheetahs will remain in the quarantine facility for some time before being translocated to India. Botswana will be donating 8 cheetahs to India to assist in the regeneration of the cheetah population in India. Our correspondent covering this visit of President Murmu has more on the significance of sourcing cheetahs from Botswana.
Botswana is a suitable choice for this next phase of Project Cheetah, as it remains one of the strongholds of the global cheetah population. Along with neighboring Namibia, Botswana supports over half of Southern Africa's cheetahs, playing a crucial role in the species' long-term survival and genetic health. India's decision to source cheetahs from Botswana after Namibia and South Africa earlier stems from the objective of enhancing genetic diversity among the founder population already established in India. Introducing individuals from a wider genetic base will strengthen the long-term viability of of the reintroduced population and contribute to the project's scientific and conservation goals. Anishiva, Akashwani News, Botswana.
President Murmu will also interact with the members of the Indian community in Botswana before concluding the ongoing visit today. The National Assessment and Accreditation Council, NAAC, issued a show cause notice to Al Falah University in Faridabad for displaying false accreditation on its website. The notice stated that the Al Falah University is neither accredited or volunteered for Cycle 1 for assessment and accreditation as has been publicly displayed on their website. The NAAC has sought an explanation and directed the university to remove the NAAC accreditation details from its website and any other publicly available or distributed documents. The university is reportedly under scanner in connection with the Delhi blast case. Delhi Metro Rail Corporation has said that Lal Qila Metro Station will remain closed till further notice due to security reasons. In a social media post, it said that all other stations are functional as normal. The Lal Qila Metro Station was closed after the blast in a car near Red Fort in Delhi on Monday. The Supreme Court has directed the governments of Punjab and Haryana to file a status report on the measures taken to curb stubble burning, which contributes to the air pollution crisis in the Delhi NCR region. A bench of Chief Justice of India B.R. Gawai and Justice K. Vinod Chandran directed the states to file the report, stating that it will hear the issue of air pollution in Delhi NCR next week. External Affairs Minister Dr. Jaishankar today expressed gratitude to South Korean Foreign Minister Choe Hoon and Foreign Affairs Minister of Singapore Vivian Balakrishnan for expressing their support and solidarity after the Delhi blast incident. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said that India values the sentiments of Singapore and South Korea's gesture of support. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. The longest government shutdown in US has ended, with President Donald Trump signing the legislation passed by Congress to temporarily fund federal operations. The standoff between the Republicans and the Democrats that paralyzed the government for 43 days broke yesterday when the House of Representatives voted to approve the legislation passed by the Senate to end the stalemate. It was a setback for the Democrats, whose demands about extending subsidies for the health insurance program passed during former President Barack Obama's tenure and popularly known as Obamacare was not accepted. In a statement, President Trump said the government would now resume normal operations after people were hurt so badly from the 43-day shutdown.
I just want to tell you the country has never been in better shape. We went through this short-term disaster with the Democrats because they thought it would be good politically. And it's an honor now to sign this incredible bill and get our country working again.
In Bangladesh, the International Crimes Tribunal today announced that it will deliver its verdict in the Crimes Against Humanity case against the ousted Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina and two of her former top aides on Monday, November 17. The date was set by a three-member judicial panel of Tribunal 1, headed by Justice Mohammad Ghulam Murtaza Majumdar, with Justice Mohammad Shafiul Alam Mahmood and Justice Mohitul Haq Inam Chaudhary serving as members. The tribunal said the verdict pertains to alleged crimes committed during the July mass uprising last year, which led to widespread violence and political unrest prior to the fall of the Awami League government in August. Alongside Sheikh Hasina, former Home Minister Asaduzzam Khan Kamal and former Inspector General of Police Chaudhary Abdullah Al-Mamoon were also charged. Security has been significantly tightened in Dhaka and surrounding areas ahead of the verdict. Back home, the Government of India granted Geographical Indication GI registration for two traditional Lepcha musical instruments, Tungbuk and Pumtong Pulit, giving a major cultural boost to the Lepcha community of Sikkim. They were officially registered under the musical instrument category of the Geographical Indication Registry, Government of India, on the 5th of November. The GI registration certificates were formally presented yesterday during the first tribal business conclave held in New Delhi, organized by the Ministries of Culture, Tribal Affairs and Commerce and Industry. The tungbuk is a three-string instrument, while the pumtong pulit is a bamboo flute. Both are integral to Lepcha folk music and hold deep cultural and spiritual significance. More from our correspondent.
The GI registration not only provides formal recognition to these two distinctive folk musical instruments, that is tungbuk and pumtong pulit, of the Lepcha community, but also strengthens efforts to preserve and revive these. It is believed that the institutional recognition will help bridge the knowledge gap among the younger generation and support the livelihoods of artisans who craft these instruments. National Bank for Agricultural and Rural Development, NBARD, had extended extensive support in the GI filing process. Everyone expressed gratitude involved in securing the GI tax, especially NABARD, for its two-year-long support in this pursuit for national status. Moinak Chatterjee from Akashvani Gangtok.
The 31st Kolkata International Film Festival is concluding today. The festival was inaugurated on the 6th of November. A report.
The 31st Kolkata International Film Festival, KIFF, concludes today with a program at the Rabindra Sadan Auditorium this evening. Royal Bengal Tiger Trophy will be given to best films and best directors with a cash prize in the international and Indian film categories. Also, there is a different Asian Select category. Best films will be given Royal Bengal Trophy and cash prize in the Bengali Panorama, Indian Short and Indian Documentary categories. This year, special programs and seminar and exhibition were held on the life and works of the legendary filmmaker Hrithik Ghatak. Centenary tributes were given to six legendary individuals including Hrithik Ghatak, Santosh Datta, Salil Chaudhuri, Richard Burton. With Abhijit Chakraborty and Kashpin Nahar, this is Kalyan Laha for Akashvani News, Kolkata.
The India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy rainfall at isolated places over Kerala and Mahe today. The weather agency has also predicted cold wave to severe cold wave conditions over Chhattisgarh, East Rajasthan and Madhya Pradesh for the day. The Met Department has also forecast shallow to moderate fog conditions and drop in minimum temperature by 2 to 3 degrees Celsius over northeast India. Meanwhile, the air quality in Delhi NCR continues to be in the severe category. According to the Central Pollution Control Board, the average air quality index, AQI, of the region was recorded at 403 as of 1 p.m. today. The Commission for Air Quality Management has imposed Stage 3 of the Graded Response Action Plan, GRAP, in Delhi and adjoining areas. And now on to sports in men's cricket. South Africa were 20-4 in 6.3 overs in the first ODI match between India A and South Africa A underway at Rajkot when reports last came in. Earlier, South Africa won the toss and elected to bat. India's archers delivered a stellar performance at the 24th Asian Archery Championship 2025 in Dhaka, clinching two gold medals and one silver on a memorable day for the national contingent. According to updates shared by the Archery Association of India on its official handle on X, the compound women's team comprising Deepshikha, Jyoti Surekha Venam and Prithika Pradeep captured gold in a thrilling final defeating Korea. Continuing India's dominance in the compound category, Abhishek Verma and Deepshikha teamed up to win gold in the compound mixed team event, overcoming Bangladesh in a closely contested final. And in FIDE Chess World Cup, Grandmaster Arjun Erigasi, R. Pragyananand and Penthal Harikrishna will play round 4 tie breaks in Goa today. The games will begin at 3 p.m. Earlier, Arjun played well-contested draw against Peter Leko of Hungary, while Pragyananand played draw against Russia's Danil Dubov. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Fate of several candidates in Bihar assembly elections to be decided tomorrow. Counting of votes to begin at 8 a.m. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says credit guarantee scheme will boost global competitiveness, ensure smooth business operations and help India become a self-reliant nation. U.S. President Donald Trump signs bill to end longest shutdown in country's history. Bangladesh on high alert as political tensions escalate with announcement of verdict date in the ousted Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina's case. India clinches two gold and one silver medals in 24th Asian Archery Championship 2025 in Dhaka today. And with that, we end the midday news.